Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 11th of Ramadan, and our topic is Delaying the Suhoor. My dear brothers and sisters, the suhoor is the pre-dawn meal. And delaying the suhoor, or the pre-dawn meal in Ramadan, is a merciful sunnah that gives the Muslims the strength to fast and to bear the difficulty of hunger and thirst, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, he narrated that Zayd ibn Thabit said, radiyallahu anhu, تصحرنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم قمنا إلى الصلاة. We had the suhoor with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then he stood for prayer. Anas then asked رضي الله عنه كم كان قدر ما بينهما. What was the interval between the suhoor and the adhan? Meaning, how long was it between suhoor and the adhan for prayer? Zayd replied رضي الله عنه 50 آية. 50 آيات, or the time that was sufficient to recite 50 ayat or verses of the Quran. This hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. It was also narrated by Sahal radiallahu an that he said, I used to take my suhoor meals with my family and then hurry up to present myself for the prayer, meaning the Fajr prayer, with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this hadith is found in Sahih Bukhari. So my dear brothers and sisters, this means that the gap between the end of suhoor and Fajr is a short time. And many people delay suhoor to gain strength for fasting. But it is even better to do so to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. Thereby, you would not only gain strength and energy for fasting, but gain the rewards of following the Prophet's sunnah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. For having suhoor is a prophetic sunnah, and there is no need for anyone to say, I can fast without suhoor. To do so, my dear brothers and sisters, is not strength or power, but rather showing off at the expense of the sunnah. For Anas radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, تَصَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ بَرَكَةٌ. Take suhoor, or have the suhoor meal, for there is blessing in it. And this hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us implement this great sunnah of having suhoor. So yes, we can gain energy and nourishment and have the strength to fast, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, but more importantly, the barakah is in following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And finally, we leave you with the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you shall be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.